you up. Yes, yay, yay. Well, good morning and welcome and congratulations for being here on time, in person or online. We're truly grateful that you have made this your priority this morning. Before we begin our service in full, there are a few announcements I'd like to go over that are in your bulletin. Today at 1:30, we have an opportunity for you to complete your healthcare directives. There's no charge for this service, so please, if you have questions about your directives or just really are a little confused or would like the support in getting them completed, come on back at 1:30 upstairs and we'll have the opportunity for you to resolve your concerns around that. Also today, the Unitines are in Friendship Hall with coffee and tea sales, and the decor team is out in the garden court taking orders for Easter lilies and hydrangeas to decorate the sanctuary for Easter Sunday. This Tuesday, Reverend Jeanette begins a 5-week course on Jesus' teachings, and on Tuesday, the men's group will be meeting here this week. For the Women of Unity, there's a half-day retreat scheduled for March 28th here at the church. There's information in your bulletin. There's also registration forms out in the garden court. Participants will be spending the day using song and simple movement to help get in touch with spirit and highlight the energy of spring. So here's the thing, the space is limited to 40 women. So registration is only $20. I'd highly recommend if you plan on attending that you fill out your form and turn it in the bookstore today. If you have any questions, you could seek out Mary Burns Klinger. Mary, right here in the choir, she can help you answer questions about that day. And men, don't despair. You have an opportunity for a retreat coming up too. It will be next month, but you can also sign up today in the garden court. Several of you have been asking for an opportunity for a membership class option that was not a full weekend. So we've been listening and we've scheduled that for April. It will run 4 Wednesday evenings beginning April 8th. We are joining in the statewide March food drive. The churches around the state are doing what is called Pack the Pews. And you, as you leave the sanctuary, you will see a table with bags like this that have a note stapled to them with ideas of what you can fill that bag with. It has more information on the back about the program. We invite you to take a bag home and bring it back on before March 22nd, filled with food or other items for PRISM. Last year, we collected 120 bags and over 1,314 pounds of food, and we'd like to top that this year, so please get involved. We brought in 200 bags, and it would be fun to see them all filled and returned. If you have your cell phone or electronic device with you, now would be a great time to take it out, to silence it, and give yourself the gift of this hour, and give that gift to those who are around you also. While you have it out, if you're on Facebook and want to, it'd be a great opportunity to check in, let your friends know where you're at, and they would truly be welcome here too. There are many other classes and opportunities to be involved here in Unity, so be sure to look through your bulletin, look through the flyers out in Garden Court, look through our website, give us a call during the week, and let us answer your questions. You could even sign up to get our weekly email, and that's out in the Garden Court. Let's begin our service, and we do that by joining together with prayer. Sweet Spirit, we are truly grateful for this day, for this community, for this opportunity to truly get up and do what is ours to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Shall we applaud this day? Yay. Now let us join together in affirming the affirmations that you will find printed in your bulletin. And we begin by affirming together our mission. Our mission together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. and our vision together. We are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And I really invite us to put our energy behind today's affirmation. So together, I get up, I claim my prosperity, and it is so. And if you want support in claiming that prosperity, I invite you to seek out a Unity Prayer Chaplain. If today's prayer chaplains would please stand. These individuals arrive early. They're here to hold sacred space to support you with affirmative prayer. Please truly seek them out. If you have a concern, a joy of your heart, an answered prayer, something that they can hold in the strictest of confidence and then the highest of consciousness, they would be honored to be here for you. Thank you for your gift of service. If we could all now stand and join together in singing A Brand New Day, the words are in your bulletin.
Oh yeah, it seems like I have something to say every Sunday before this song gets going. You know what, you've probably noticed that Dave Brigette is not here the last couple weeks. He's in Egypt. So it's nice to have Travis with us for the past couple weeks and for the next couple coming up. Yeah. Here we go.
Everybody look around, cause there's a reason to rejoice, you see. Everybody come out, let's commence to singing joyfully. Everybody look up and feel the hope that we've been waiting for. Everybody be glad, because our silent fear and dread is gone. Freedom, you see, has got our hearts singing so joyfully. Just look about, you owe it to yourself to check it out. Can you feel a brand new day? 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 Everybody be glad, because the sun is shining just for us. Everybody wake up into the morning, into happiness. Hello world, it's like a different way of living now. Thank you world, we always knew that we'd be free somehow. In harmony, let's show the world that we've got liberty. It's such a change for us to live so independently. Can you feel a brand new day? Can you feel a brand new day? Can you feel a brand new day? Can you feel a brand new day?
Everybody be glad, because the sun is shining just for us. Everybody wake up into the morning, into happiness.
Hello world, it's like a different way of living now. Thank you world, we always knew that we'd be free somehow. In harmony, let's show the world that we got liberty. It's such a change for us to live so independently. Freedom, you see, has got our hearts singing so joyfully. Just look about, you owe it to yourself to check it out. Can you feel a brand new day? Can you feel a brand new day?
Can you feel a brand new day?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel a brand new day?
Can you feel a brand new day?
Can you feel a brand new day?
This sunshine makes us feel like a brand new day. It is so great. It was so much fun to applaud the day this morning. It really was. Thanks again for being here. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also that open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand, calling all courage out there. We're going to do nothing drastic, calling all courage, and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest today. Courage. Thank you for raising your hand today. It's so unusual not to have that guest, so we're glad you're with us today. We had two or three guests at the 8:15 service. Can you get over that? You know, none of you were there, I don't think. But, you know, we had two or three guests at the 8:15 service. That purple packet that you received this morning tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's also a welcoming CD in that packet. There's a pink card there if you choose to fill out any part of that and turn that into our book desk. We have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. We also welcome those that are streaming with us for the first time today, for the first time, and we're just glad that you've joined us today. Let's appreciate these wonderful guests. Of course, we greet each other each and every Sunday morning with a hug, a handshake, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So if you did not get a chance to speak with a person that you wanted to speak with, we certainly invite you to join us for coffee and tea in our Friendship Hall today. Our next hymn is our congregational hymn. It's one of my favorite, More Than Enough. More Than Enough.
In a universe that you created, there is more than enough on a planet of sacred design. There is more than enough for humanity made in your image. Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without? Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without? Your infinite love made me, made everything I see, and all that will ever be is your infinite love. Let my soul know the truth, whatever choose to do, your infinite love will prove more than enough. There is more than enough in a universe that you created. There is more than enough on a planet of sacred design. There is more than enough for humanity made in your image. Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without? Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without?
And all that will ever be is your infinite love. And I let my soul know the truth. Whatever I choose to do, your infinite love will prove more than enough. It's more than enough. More than enough.
Now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they're prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for day is freedom. We affirm, free from fear, I celebrate the gift of vulnerability. When I give power to my fears, I become like a knight in armor. My defenses shield me from what I fear, but also block me from authentic human connection. As I release any worry about whether I'm good enough, I'm free to grow into my full potential. As I release the fear of getting hurt, I'm free to feel all my feelings. Knowing at depth that I'm worthy, I open my heart to give and receive love freely. I choose vulnerability rather than defensiveness, humility rather than aggression. I allow my heart to open to all that is, to live from a center of love, and treat others as I would like to be treated. As I shed my armor and embrace my vulnerability, I allow myself to live fully. Free from fear, I celebrate life. And scripture tells us, but the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. The word for today is freedom.
Meditation of time of experiencing this presence. I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes, to relax into the chair that you are seated in, and take a few deep breaths. And each time you exhale, allow your body to relax even more. Go to your quiet place and let go. Focus your awareness on the presence of God, moving in and through every cell of your body, every part of your being. Surely the presence of God is in this moment. And with your next breath, carry with your breath the affirmation, I am grateful. Breathe it in. I am grateful. Breathe it out. Let it flow through you. Let go of any thoughts or feelings which might distract you from truly feeling grateful right now. I am grateful. And in this sacred space of gratitude, I invite you to allow these words to be the words of your heart, to speak to you from deep within. The desire of my heart is a divine seed that I choose to plant, that I choose to nourish and allow to grow in my life. I know that I am worthy of receiving the good of my heart, that my heart desires that which is mine, already expressing, I claim my good, and I am grateful for the blessings in my life right now. I know that my needs will continue to be fulfilled as I say yes to my good in the silence. And as we come back together into the conscious awareness of this moment, of this room, of these surroundings, we know the love and goodness of God that exist within each and every one of us. We affirm divine order within our lives, within each situation, within the lives of our dear ones. We realize our oneness. Our oneness with each other, with each of those that we might greet today. And we are truly grateful. We send this love, this gratitude forward to do God's work wherever it is needed in this community, in the lives of those around us on this planet. And for this opportunity, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen.
Have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless? Dismissing all the distant rumblings. Take me where I am supposed to be, to comprehend the things that I can't see. 'Cause I need to move, I need to wake up, I need to change, I need to shake up, I need to speak out. Oh, something's got to break up. I've been asleep and I need to wake up now. And as a child, I danced like it was 1999. My dreams were wild. The promise of this new world, well, it would be mine. Now I am throwing off the carelessness of you. Oh, to listen to an inconvenient truth, that I need to move, I need to wake up, I need to change, I need to break up, I need to speak out. Oh, something's gotta break up. I've been asleep, hey. I need to wake up now. I am not an island, come on, I am not alone. Here we go, hey. I am my intentions, trapped here in this flesh. Hey, oh, I need to move. I need to wake up. I need to change. I need to shake up. Oh, I need to speak up. Oh, something's got to break up. I've been asleep and I need to wake up now.
Wake up.
I need to change. I need to shake up. I need to speak out. Oh, something's got to break up. Oh, I've been asleep. I need to wake up now.
Take me where I'm supposed to be, to comprehend the things I can't see, because I need to move, I need to wake up, I need to change, I need to shake up, I need to speak out, something's got to break up. I've been asleep and I need to wake up. Wow, wow, it's just our, that's our series, that's our whole series. You know, we're in the third week of our series. I've always wanted to preach to the choir, so I think that this morning I will. I did this at the earlier service, and I want to do it again. I like you have a name for this thing.
Elevator.
Elevator here, the elevator. So I really want, again, to thank our choir for the work that you do. You're here on Thursday nights. You're here early. You do early this morning, earlier than what we normally, early this morning, practicing, memorizing the music. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, and we understand that spiritual law of appreciation. Those things that we bless, those things that we appreciate, they increase in our life. And you've done a great job of increasing over here, for sure. So let's appreciate our choir, okay? So we're in the third week. That first week, we looked at, the whole series was based on that the pre-service song, get up, you can. And that, along with some inspiration for some other New Thought ministers, has really inspired this series. That first Sunday, we looked at, get up, you can remake your life. you can remake your life. And the importance of using faith in that process of remaking our life. And that power within. We have the absolute power of the divine in and through us, expressing through us. Not part of the power of the divine, but we have the entirety of that power. That power expresses itself at every point in space at the same time. And I have it all. And you have it all. That's the beauty of that principle. So we can reshape our life. There's work for us to do. Also, if you don't like where you are, you can reshape it. If you like where you are, come teach the class right here, right now, okay? That second week, what we looked at was, we looked at, get up, you can be healed. And again, we looked at the power of faith in that process and the power of expectation. Jesus said to the man at the pool of Bethesda, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And that man got up and followed Jesus. We too can be healed. We can be healed, and we talked about the importance between a healing and a cure. The cure is, my friends, is perhaps you are cured of the disease. The healing does not necessarily mean the cure. In an ideal world, yes, we would have that healing and we would have that cure. But what happens so often in our lives is we experience the healing. We see our loved ones, especially sometimes, experiencing the healing without the cure and make a transition. Have you noticed, my dear friends, that many people that you have seen transition have been totally healed before they went, regardless of outer appearances? Have you noticed that in your life? I hope so. People at peace and making their transitions. I see people working in hospice, and we see this all the time. People are healed, and they are at peace, and they determine to go on into that next expression of living. So today, we're going to talk about get up, you can be prospered. That's right, we're going to talk about prosperity. And as I was preparing this lesson, I thought to myself, what in the dickens can I say that I have not said before about prosperity? Probably nothing new to many of you, perhaps something new to others of you. But needless to say, prosperity is one of our teachings. You know, we are a teaching that helps us to be prosperous in our lives. And of course, if I took a poll out here this morning, there are as many definitions of prosperity as there are people that's probably here today. Prosperity is your unique meaning. There's no judgment about it whatsoever. But I believe with all my heart that prosperity includes for me purposeful, meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. And I know that that's what you want in your life as well. You know, we begin often looking at the subject of prosperity by first looking at what is our concept of God. What's that concept that you have of God? Have you re-examined that concept lately? I think, as I said earlier in many services, we need to re-examine that concept of God often, because whatever we believe about the infinite determines so much how we live our own life. If we look at spirit within, it's judgmental and it's harsh and it's hatred, and that's how we're going to show up in our own life. If we look at that infinite spirit within as love, at peace and harmony and wisdom, that's how we will show up in our life. That's what will show up for us in our life as well. So not only do we first look at our concept of spirit, and we teach here in this teaching that there's one presence, one power, God the good, omnipotent in our life. So that spirit within, regardless of what definition you have of it, is good. Ever wanting to express itself as good through you. You are the hands and the feet and the voice of spirit. And then not only that, then we look at substance. Substance is that which stands under all manifestation, according to Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement. He says that this substance that is out there, is we live in it, we move in it, we have our being within it. Many of us use substance as another name for spirit. It is within us as the wave is in the ocean, as the fish is in the ocean. We too are in this substance, substare, to stand under all manifestation. Have you, I understand that now we can, scientists have determined that particles literally come out of nothingness. Nothingness. They just appear. Charles Fillmore, almost 100 years ago, said, guess what? We can take this substance, and we have the ability to shape and to mold this substance. Not necessarily with our hands. Perhaps that's part of the process. But first, it becomes an idea. It becomes an idea in our mind. So it's important for us to know that we have the ability to do this, to shape, to mold this substance. In other words, we call it, we co-create with spirit. We co-create our lives with spirit. We have something to do with our life. Isn't that great? Isn't that great that we have something to do with what we're experiencing in our life right now? And many of you may say, I don't like it. And many of you may say, I love it. And many of you say, I want something different. And that first lesson was, we can reshape our life. We can do something different. We can have something different because we have the ability to shape this substance through the power of faith, through the power of ideas, through the power of thought. It's our third teaching. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Therefore, my friends, we continue to hold these thoughts in our heart and in our mind. We see it. We believe it. Emmett Fox would say this in his book on mental equivalent. He says that for everything that shows up in our life, we have created a mental equivalent for it. That's right. We have first created a mental equivalent in our mind with feelings, and then the universe helps to rush and fill that in manifestation. Important, important to know. And yet, he says that our job is to change our mind, to change our thoughts if we do not like what is happening in our life. Let me quote from Emmett Fox. Emmett Fox says, in his little booklet, The Mental Equivalent, and we sold out of it at the first service, The Mental Equivalent says, this brings me to the most important thing I want to say. Now, Emmett Fox was a phenomenal metaphysician. Many of you have read some of his stuff. I want to say, namely, that if you want to change your life, if you want to be healthier, happier, younger, more prosperous, and above, I like the younger part, don't you? Younger and more prosperous, and above all, if you want to get nearer to God, which we all do, and I know that you do, this is what Emmett Fox says, and I know that you do, you must change your thought and keep it changed. This is the secret of controlling your life. There is no other way. Even Jesus could not have done it in any other way because this is the cosmic law. It is universal law. Change your thought and keep it changed. To change your thought and keep it changed is the way to build a new mental equivalent for spirit to fill. The trouble with most students is that it's not that they do not change their thought, but they do not keep it changed. Can anybody relate to that? I mean, we come here and we thank you for sharing with me. So we come here on a Sunday morning. We're inspired, hopefully, by the music, perhaps by the lesson. You're inspired with it. You say, yes, I can do that. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to change my thinking. And 10 minutes after you're out of here, it's pow. My dear friends, until we come back, I overheard that. Until we come back, it is a process. It is a process. We are easy. We are gentle on ourselves as we continue to change our world, reshaping our life by changing our thinking and our thoughts. Prosperity. There's a prosperity principle. We talked about how that we started with our definition of spirit. We worked it into substance. And Jesus was so clear about the prosperity principle. Jesus, our master teacher, he obviously taught his most famous sermon was the Sermon on the Mount. And scholars say that if the entire Bible was destroyed, if we could have the Sermon on the Mount, that would be the essence of Jesus' teachings. Reading from the book, reading from Luke, the sixth chapter, beginning with the 37th verse. Stop judging others. Thank you, Jesus. Stop judging others, and you will not be judged. Stop criticizing others, or it will all come back to you. If you forgive others, you will be forgiven. And this is the prosperity principle. If you give, you will receive. Your gift will return to you full measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more and running over. Whatever measure you use in giving, large or small, it will be used to measure what is given back to you. That's our prosperity principle. Let's take the offering and let's leave, okay? That's about it. That's powerful. I don't know how clear our teacher could be other than that. As we give, we receive. And then, of course, Paul had a, every time he wrote to so many of the churches that he helped start years after Jesus was on this planet, he reminded them of that principle. He says, don't be misled. Remember, to the Galatians, remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. You will always reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow. And then, of course, also in his letter to Corinthians, he writes, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each make up your own mind as to how you should give. And this is some instructions. Don't give reluctantly or respond to pressure. For God loves the person who cheerfully gives. No, that was gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all your need. And you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. For God is the one who gives seed to the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will give you many opportunities to do good, and he will produce a great harvest of generosity in you. So that primary spiritual law is give, and it will be given unto you. That spiritual law of giving and receiving is called by many names. The law of compensation, giving and receiving, the law of circulation. It is called by many names. But it is spiritual law. And as my good friend Richard Billings used to say, and spiritual law will not be mocked. Spiritual law is definite. And we can hang our hat on it. As we work it in our lives, it manifests in our lives. As we give, we do receive. Many of us want to receive back where we have given. Forget it. Many of you probably want to give to your grandchildren and your children, and you want to receive back from them. Forget it. You may and you may not. I heard a laugh back there. It means it may not, you know. May do your own children the same way. But it's not about getting it back. It's about practicing the spiritual law of giving and receiving. And what activates, you would think, first of all, you're going to give 50% of the time and you're going to receive 50% of the time. So let me be real concerned about my receiving. Many of us walk into that spiritual law that way of being very concerned about the receiving. Forget it. Jesus, what we ours is to do is to give. That's where we become a giver in life as opposed to a taker in life. Give, and it will be given unto you. It will be the law will not be mocked. It will be given unto you. And then as we open our hearts, we open our minds to receive. But our job is to give. And how it's received is none of our business. None. How many times have... Now I'm going down a dark hole right now. Let me get out. So... How many times have we given to a church or a community or a spiritual community and we've given with strings attached? I want to ask for a show of hands. But so often it can happen. We give, we let go. We let go and we give with no strings attached, knowing that as we give to those places where we're spiritually fed, it comes right back to us. So there's many, many teachers out there for prosperity. We have three major classes that we offer here on prosperity. And Unity is a teaching that many people come into it because of the prosperity teachings. They're experiencing lack in their life. They're not experiencing the prosperity. And I am grateful as a Unity minister to be able to teach prosperity principles to those that are experiencing lack in their life. For those that are having challenges paying their rent, those having challenges paying their bills, we can teach these principles and they begin to change in our life. And as we teach these courses that we offer here, we see phenomenal results from these courses. And I teach most of them. Do you know why? So I can stay in the flow, so that I too can continue to experience the prosperity in our life. Many teachers out there, all New Thought teachers that I'm aware of, they take the importance, my dear friends, of teaching prosperity. Edwin Gaines, anybody know Edwin? You'll not forget her if you meet her. She's a funny lady. She's a funny lady, but she is dead on with prosperity teachings. She is right on. I didn't like that dead on, did you? I didn't like that at all. She is right on with prosperity teachings. She says that we are going to experience prosperity. We have to put God first in our life. If we want to experience the prosperity teachings, we have to put God first in our life. And the first thing she says that we have to do is to, it starts with a big T. Let's say it together. Tithe. The building is still standing. Yes, the first thing that we do is we have to tithe. She says it's really important that we tithe our finances. Now, a tithe, my dear friends, is one-tenth of what we receive given to the place where we receive our spiritual nourishment. One-tenth. She also reminds us that we want to tithe to abundance if we are going to receive abundance back in our life, not tithing to need, but to abundance in our life. So she says that the first thing we have to do is to step out there and to tithe. Begin that process. And if you're not a tither, and I've been a tither for many years, and I've seen people come in and begin tithing, it changes their life. I tithe. I give often. I give consistently because I want to stay in that flow of giving and receiving. And it's none of my business where my good comes from, but it comes back to me in some of the most surprising ways that I know of. The second thing she says that we have to do, my dear friends, is that we have to set goals. We have to have clear, concrete goals in our life. A goal. We have to have some type of vision. As David Owen Ritz in Keys to the Kingdom would say, we do not rise higher than the vision that we have for ourselves. In other words, whatever we want to experience in our life, we have to see it. We have to see it in our mind's eye. We have to see it. We have to feel it. We have to believe it and have clear goals in our life. And she says, why? One of the reasons why we have goals is because all this good that we've given comes back to us. And we have a place that we know exactly where it is supposed to go to fulfill our goals and our vision that we have for our life. And don't be so judgmental about your goals. Your goal, not your family's goal, not your partner's goal, your spouse's goal, your goal. And you don't have to be ashamed of what it is. The fact that this goal, this desire has been placed in your heart, as Emily Cady would say in Lessons in Truth, is God is knocking at the door saying, yes, it can be manifested in your life. So let your goals be your goals. Set those goals. Be clear about them. I'm quoting, actually, most of this latter part is coming from The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity by Edwin Gaines. And she says, the third thing that we have to do is to forgive. Unforgiveness blocks our good. Unforgiveness, when we are not doing our forgiveness work, as I often say on this platform, we are allowing people, places, and things to live rent-free in our head. We have to let them go. And forgiveness is not for the other person, just as goal setting is not for anyone but you. Tithing is not for anyone but you. Tithing is not for Unity Minneapolis. It is about you and no one else. Goal setting, the same situation, and forgiveness, the same situation. Only you can do the forgiveness work. And as we do that forgiveness work, we loosen things up. Things begin to flow in our life. Now, I know what some of you are saying in your mind right now. I will never forgive him. Most of them are probably former wives, husbands, boyfriends, whatever. I will never forgive him. Cancel that. And just become willing to do the forgiveness work. And if you're where you are in your life right now and you don't like it, thank you, God, we can reshape it and redo it. But we have to also do the forgiveness work for ourselves. For ourselves. We forgive ourselves for those things that and look for the good that it's created. Even when we thought it was the wrong thing, we can look at, oh, it's got me to this place. This place in time, and it is mine to do. Edwin also says that if you're in financial debt, that you will not get out of financial debt until you fully do your forgiveness work. Powerful, is it not? Powerful, because you see, it's blocking the flow of good in our life. And the fourth thing that Edwin says is that we must have a purpose in our life. Now, obviously, goal setting is one thing, is attaining something. A purpose is a way of life. A purpose is something that calls you by name. A purpose is something that would not only change your life, but also changes humanity as well. That is your purpose. It is a calling from Spirit. And called Spirit knocks at that door saying, get up. You can. Get up. You can create your life in a different way. Of course, my dear friends, blessing and gratitude that was pointed out in our meditation is such an important part of our prosperity journey. Blessing, gratitude, those things that we bless and appreciate in our life, they increase. Eric Butterworth, one of my fantastic teachers, in his classic book, Discover the Power Within. And if you're fairly new to our teaching, if I had to recommend one book in the whole wide world to capture our teachings, especially in the form of practical spirituality, practical Christianity, I'd recommend Discover the Power Within by Eric Butterworth. And he says this about blessings. He says, whatever you have, no matter how seemingly inadequate, bless it. Bless it. Even if you have no money and no food, bless your hands, your mind, your skills, your friends, the air you breathe, the sun that brings light. Bless everything, and your life will be blessed with riches undreamed of. We're called to bless what we have. We begin where we are. That's the only place we can begin in changing our consciousness and in changing our life. We don't like it sometimes. We want to step up here and begin, but we begin where we are in changing our consciousness. Gentle, loving with ourselves, remembering the words of Jesus, our teacher. It is God's Spirit's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And the kingdom of God is right here. It is right now. Now get up and get it. And so it is. Amen. Song written by Lori Dockin. We're just grateful for you, Lori. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we practice that spiritual law of circulation and that circulation of giving and receiving. So I invite you, if you would, to take your tithe, your gift, your offering in your hand. If you're giving it with someone, please hold it together, bless it together, knowing and giving thanks that you have the power to bless. And we do know that God is everywhere. God is everywhere, and we do believe that we have the right to be free. We are free right here, right now. I will affirm our church offertory blessing once, and then I'll ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. And we also invite those that are streaming with us this morning to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis if you too have been spiritually fed. Thank you, sweet Spirit. And so it is. Amen. So let us take a moment and truly bless these gifts, giving thanks for that understanding of the law of circulation of giving and receiving. And we give thanks for the gifts that's been received in the mail this week, those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission. We say, thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. We're going to continue this series next week, and you can live without stress or strain. It's going to be interesting what I have to say about that. We'll see. We have children out there. Let's stand and let's bring them in.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light of God.
You are walking,
you are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. You are walking in the light.
One of the things I love about our program is that we use children's stories, some of which are familiar to me from my childhood, and then we give them a metaphysical interpretation. So today we had a story called The Rough-Faced Girl, and it's based on a similar idea as Cinderella. And what we learned is to not look on appearances, but to look really within the heart. And so that was a great lesson for all of us to think about what's in our hearts and how our hearts shine forth. If you had a little trouble getting up this morning, maybe you need some more coffee, and there are coffee sales going on in Friendship Hall for the Unitines, as a benefit for the Unitines.
Thank you, thank you. And don't forget to pick up the bag for Pack the Pews out there. We want to get those 200 bags in here, and also if you want to gift a flower here for Easter, feel free to do so. Let's appreciate these wonderful volunteer teachers. Let us know together our prayer for protection, our peace song, and then go forth and enjoy this fabulous day. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is well.
Now there is peace on earth, and it has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other.
Soar, get ready to fly. Come on, I know that everything's gonna be all right. Well, I'm gonna let my light shine. Hey, ride the wave of life. Never ever let it pass me by. I'm gonna live out all of my dreams, and I'm gonna dream some more. Hey, I'm free. Yes, you are. You're ready to soar. What you gonna do?
I'm ready to fly.
When?
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Well, I don't know why.
Yes, I don't know why I keep waiting.
Why do you wait to do the things?
I'm missing
for. I don't know why I keep hoping.
I don't know why I keep hoping.
Hey, that somebody else will come and open up that door. Well, there's only now. When? Well, what's gonna happen? And
everything's gonna be alright.
Well, I've been stuck.
I've been stuck.
Oh,
stuck in myself.
Oh, thinking that easy was much easier than right. Gotta have a little courage. No fear. I'm gonna make my mark. How you gonna write it? What you gonna do? Yeah, you can. When? Come on. Tell them again, what you gonna have, gonna have a little faith, it's easy, yep, hey, when, oh, sing it one more time, gonna have a little faith, oh, oh yeah, right now.